listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Three Midwest Gascoyne schools are set to be impacted by today's half-day teacher strikes. Carnarvon Community College and Shark Bay School will be partially impacted, resuming operations from 12:30 this afternoon. Meantime, Geraldton Senior High School will be closed all day. Union President Matt Jarman says the teachers are walking off the job for an important cause.
Teachers and school leaders in regional WA are facing a lack of staff and even higher cost of living crisis, inadequate housing and even greater difficulty in addressing the support they need for their challenging students.
The opposition has slammed the Albanese government over a lack of transparency around the future of live sheep exports. The federal government yet to release the details of an independent panel report conducted 6 months ago. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it shows absolute contempt for the people of WA.
Particularly the 3,000 livelihoods that they want to shut down without having the courage of their conviction to come in, eyeball those people and explain to them not only the science, but the economic impact. If you don't have that courage of your conviction, then why is Anthony Albanese and Murray Watt doing this?
The surfer who was bitten by a shark near Exmouth over the weekend has spoken out about his encounter. The Argentinian thought he lost a toe, but after being flown to Perth, doctors were able to repair the tendon damage in surgery. Agustin Sanchez telling 7 News he's had a real Australian experience.
Turned my back straight away and I saw him drowning again. Like I saw him in the ice. I saw the stripes. It was a tiger.
In sport, Midwest athletes took to Adelaide to compete against some of the country's top talent. 5 from the Midwest Academy of Sport taking on hurdles, steeplechase and field events. While the local athletes made good time, it wasn't enough to qualify for finals, but they'll be looking ahead with cross-country season coming up. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.